This is Bill Powell. Seems that Bing Crosby has been doing a really yeoman job as master of ceremonies on this Victory Command performance. So it's time to give him a breather. Now, Bing, you just sit back there, relax, and take it easy.
Thank you, Bill.
You've been doing a grand job, Bing.
You're grand to say so.
I want you just to slow down and kind of enjoy this next number.
I'd love to, Bill. What's it going to be?
Bing Crosby singing San Fernando Valley.
Oh, I'm trapped. I'm trapped. I'm trapped and I love it. 'Cause I'm packing my grip and I'm leaving today, and I'm taking a trip California way. I'm fixing to settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sunset ends. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I think that old Reverend Thomas made us a solemn promise that he'd make the two of us one. And I think that I'm safe in stating my tomato will be waiting. I'm coming home on the run, so I'm hitting the trail for the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
I don't know, those wolf calls and whistles can't be for me. This is Harry Von Zell. One of the command performance's great departments during the past few years has been sounds from home. The train whistling at a crossing, the rattle of a milk wagon at 6 a.m., the yelp of somebody's mother-in-law getting a hot foot. Tonight we're going to repeat some of the sounds we've been asked for in the past. For instance, there's a memorable request we got from a sailor. It says, "Dear command performance, could you possibly have Lucille Ball sigh for me?" That's all, brother. Just have her sigh. Well, since request is no, never too big or too small hereabouts, how about it, Lucille? Let's have that sigh, Ain't that... Well, that's all, brother. Just pick him up, man. Pick him up.
Now there's a sound effect that you can do for the boys, Harry.
Oh?
We've had 84,209 requests for the same thing.
Well, what is it, Lucille?
The sound of a bugler getting shot.
Oh, boy. Well, now there's something they've wanted to do for a long time. Somebody hand me an M1 and let's go.
There you are, Harry. When the bugler starts to play, let him have it.
Okay. I got him that time. Well, now for another important sound effect, Lucille. I have a letter here which reads, "Dear Command Performance, the sound I would love to hear most is Harry Von Zell kissing Lucille Ball."
Well, I don't know.
Now, don't forget anything for the boys, Lucille.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
There. By the way, who sent in that request?
Me.
I imagine that there must be a few fathers out there on the listening end tonight, and I imagine some of them have sons or daughters that they haven't seen yet. Of course, I'm sort of a Johnny-come-lately on this father business. New racket for me, but I've got a feeling Victory Day means something extra to you guys who are looking forward to seeing your kids for the first time. And we pray it'll be soon. Meanwhile, the King sisters are tossing off a lullaby to keep that kid of yours happy until you hit stateside again. The King.
Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I get back, we'll live a life of me. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Papa's off to the seven seas. Shoo, shoo, baby. Shoo, shoo, baby. Bye, 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 baby. Papa's on a journey to the seven seas. Oh, don't cry, baby.
This is Cary Grant. In the next few moments, you will hear some words which were first spoken by a great American. He said them nearly 2 years ago, but the day for which they were written is today, the day of Allied victory, final and complete. Robert Montgomery reads them to you.
We now face the enormous and complex problem of building, with our allies, a strong world structure of peace. In doing that historic job, we shall be standing before a mighty bar of judgment, the judgment of all those who have fought and died in this war, the judgment of generations yet unborn, the very judgment of God. Peace no less than war must offer a spirit of comradeship, a spirit of achievement, a spirit of unselfishness, and indomitable will to victory. Around us we see an unfinished world, a world of awakened people struggling to set themselves on the path of civilization. People struggling everywhere to achieve a higher cultural and material standard of life. I say we must wage the coming battle for America and for civilization on a scale worthy of the way we have unitedly waged it in association with the United Nations with whom we have stood and fought, and with the association ever growing. I say we must wage a peace to attract the highest hearts and the most competent hands and brains. That, my friends, is the conception I have of the meaning of total victory. And the conception is founded upon faith. Faith in the unlimited destiny, the unconquerable spirit of America.
Thank you, Bob Montgomery, for bringing us the words of a man who would have given so much to see this day of victory, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
To a special victory edition of Command Performance, broadcast from Hollywood especially for the servicemen and women overseas. We pause for station identification. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.